In San Antonio, Texas, federal efforts to catch illegal aliens have run up against a commercial radio station's desire to snag listeners. 5 mornings a week, a Spanish-language station announces the locations of U.S. Border Patrol vehicles for the benefit of undocumented workers in its audience. The reports have garnered a loyal following, which does not include U.S. immigration agents. NPR's John Burnett reports from San Antonio.
For nearly a year, a morning drive time team called Mati and Ramon have added a new twist to the decades-old cat-and-mouse game between the Border Patrol and illegal immigrants. Listeners call in sightings of limones verdes, green limes, a reference to the agent's telltale green uniforms.
¿Cuál es tu reporte, compadre?
Ando acá en la 410 con Babcock.
What's your report, compadre? I'm traveling near Loop 410 and Babcock Road. We're headed to the construction site this morning, and I want to tell you there are some Border Patrol agents over here. How many? 2, in a Jeep and a Suburban. Are they dog catchers? Yes, dog catchers, exactly. Be careful. No problem. I'm just calling to let you know.
Gracias.
Bye.
Bye.
The Green Lime reports air on KROM Stereo Latino. They're taped, edited, and broadcast a few moments later. For this reason, the Border Patrol considers them more a nuisance than a hindrance, says Mark Ritchie, agent in charge of the San Antonio station.
By the time the report makes it on the radio, normally we've gone about our business and gone somewhere else, so I would say it doesn't really affect our operations very much.
With only 8 agents patrolling this heavily Hispanic city of more than 1 million people, the Border Patrol does not have much of a presence here to begin with. They apprehend on average 12 people a day for deportation. In one regard, Ritchie says, the reports help the Border Patrol because the sightings are sometimes wrong.
For being the small station that we are, it seems like there's a lot of these reports. So maybe we multiply. And a lot of times they say we're in places where we haven't been for 2 weeks, you know, so maybe that's a deterrent to people.
It certainly seems to be a deterrent in the area where they're spotted.
Bueno, buenos días.
Hola, ¿cómo estás? ¿Cómo te llamas?
Oh, me llamo Rosy.
¿Qué pasó, Rosy? ¿Qué rollo con el reporte? ¿Dónde andan los limones?
This woman is reporting Border Patrol agents at a large construction site in northeast San Antonio that employs lots of undocumented laborers. The program's hosts claim their listeners tell them the information is a valuable aid to keep from getting deported. Norma is a 29-year-old maid from Nuevo Laredo. Her husband works construction. Both are here illegally. Sitting in a small duplex on the west side of town with her 2 children watching silently from the couch, Norma says she uses the information every morning. She says she doesn't turn off her radio, she doesn't leave her house until she hears the latest green lime alert.
Estéreo Latino, solamente éxitos.
Of the 533 Spanish-language radio stations in the country, this is believed to be the only one that gives Border Patrol sightings the way others do traffic reports and construction delays. The program's disc jockeys, Mati Arriola and Ramon Liu, were both born in Mexico. Mati came across illegally at Tijuana, Mexico, 10 years ago. Now she's a legal resident. As she explains, the program began as a greeting to an unlucky migrant.
Un día un señor nos habló.
One day a guy called and asked us if we would say hello to a friend of his who was being taken to the border by some limones verdes. He asked us to tell him goodbye because he felt sad, and so we did it. Then people started calling and saying, why don't we do something like that? Advise people where the Border Patrol was. They thought it would be a good service for the community.
Program director Roger Leal says he's not trying to encourage illegal immigration, he's just trying to target his audience, which happens to include recent arrivals from Mexico. He also says there's a tradition of local radio tweaking authority.
And there were several stations, not only in San Antonio, but throughout the state, that would give out locations, specific locations, of DWI checkpoints or speed traps. And when I considered whether or not we should do this, I thought about those times. And then I thought that this was probably not even as bad as something like that would be.
As for the name, Green Limes, the station took a vote. The runners-up were Green Frogs, Green Beans, Avocados, and Little Green Men. Limones Verdes won.
Verdes, because they're green.
Green.
And Agrios, because they're sour.
Yeah.
They sour your day.
The real Green Men are indifferent, We've been called better, said one agent, and we've been called worse. John Burnett, NPR News, San Antonio.